I'm teaching a class called Pitching Persuasion at the University of Florida this semester, and in one assignment, I instructed my students to go out and get rejected 3 times. The purpose of the assignment was to embrace rejection and to get in the habit of asking specific follow-up questions when you are rejected in order to improve your pitch for the next time or to clarify your current pitch. Some of my students really struggled with this rejection assignment. Before you take a risk, don't figure out how to make it a success first. I find it's especially hard to get overachievers to seek out rejection, but this is a great exercise to put yourself through every now and then, because in my experience, it'll make you a much better achiever. If you get comfortable with rejection, you will end up taking more risk while others play it safe. The pitch challenge today: take a risk without trying to manipulate it into an automatic success or setting up a backup plan in advance. Not all risk will equal success. Some will fail, but that's okay because there's so much you can learn from failure anyway. You can't be a true risk taker if you are always calculating your odds. You know the saying, no risk, no reward. Don't find comfort in your success. Keep pushing until you find your edge.